Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Go Wiley!
Yes, some days Marto does wear earplugs.
Front page of The Australian, the national paper, is Peter Dutton. Brizzy bloke, former copper, he's there with his family, going to be elected unopposed as the opposition leader.
Okay. I told you the other day, his wife sold off her childcare centre. She had three childcare centres. She sold them off so she can be at home
She'll
with the
busy.
Kids.
Well, they got
and
three
he can
kids,
go ahead yeah. and forge his new career path in politics.
Now, I don't know. My brother's met him a few times, said he's a decent enough bloke. A lot of people don't like him, but he's a real, he really gets stuck into people. He'd be a good opposition leader. He might be a crap prime minister. I don't know, because he doesn't seem to be a person of the people, does he?
No.
But as an opposition leader, he'd get stuck into people. Probably be a good call.
Yeah, he lives out at Samford, I think. Is he local?
Yeah. Well, he represents people around Petrie to Samford, et cetera. I think he's got a little cattle property, you know, a little bit of land out there. Anyway, I watched him yesterday, and he, remember before the election, he got stuck into Albo. Maybe, I wonder if they regret when they have a go at people.
You'd speak here all day, you wouldn't convince the Australian public you're strong.
Well, that wasn't right. He managed to.
Well, he doesn't look very strong, does he?
No,
looks
Albo.
Like he's lost a bit of weight.
Well, hopefully Albo does have a feed because he's got 3 years to get through.
Up.
Yeah, buddy, you can go fat now. You were elected.
Get on the protein powder.
It's like getting married. Put on the weight you're already right now after the wedding.
Get complacent.
That Mark McGowan over in WA, he got stuck in yesterday into Dutton.
Did he?
He's an extremist.
Oh.
He's an extremist.
What does that mean? Didn't you lock the borders down
Anyway, this is what happens in politics. Margo. They just make all these claims. Like that Tanya Plibersek. Now, you'll hear her name because she's on the front bench. She's one of the attack dogs for the Labor. And, oh, Jesus, she's hit Peter Dutton pretty hard.
Well, I think there'll be a lot of children who've watched a lot of Harry Potter films who'll be very frightened of what they're seeing on TV at night. That's for sure. He looks a bit like Voldemort.
Not nice. That's mean. Could you imagine if a male politician condemned her for her looks? I mean, going after someone's look is like the lowest common denominator form of schoolyard fighting, isn't it?
And Voldemort, of all people, that evil person off Harry Potter. And why would you go that low? Why would you go that low? When we all know his proper nickname. Remember this in Parliament last year?
Order. Potato head.
We all know he's potato head.
Only we're he's allowed to call him Mr. Head potato Head.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
The mate of mine's helping me with a job over at Moreton Island.
And he's over there?
He does during the week. I come in and jump in on the weekends and stuff, okay? And he needed some fibro nails. And then all of a sudden the call comes in, oh, mate, I've busted me glasses. And I'm going, oh, I never even noticed. Because I wear glasses all the time. He only wears them when he has to read the tape. And he said, I've got to have them, otherwise I can't do any more. You know, I can't read the tape measure. So he said, I need some glasses. And I went, what, just are they chemist ones? Because I could just never imagine him.
Of course,
him
you can just get like the 2+ or
I said,
10+.
I don't understand that world of chemist glasses because I go to Specsavers.
A proper place.
He said, no, all you got to do is go in and you get a pair of, he said, write this down, you know, 2.5 magnification glasses. So I tell Kath,
I heard you tell Kath.
I said, Kath, these are for shorey. Can you get a pair of pink or purple ones?
Stitch him up.
So they've got over. I haven't seen the photos because I won't see him until Friday.
You've sent them over to him at Moreton in the post.
And when he would have opened up the little case. No,
he's gonna
I dropped a bag on the boat yesterday.
He's going to get a hot pink pair of
food,
glasses.
Some nails and his pink pair of new glasses.
You said 2.5 mag. You didn't stipulate what colour.
He didn't say what colour. Because I asked him what colour. He said, doesn't matter. Anyway, that's another story.
Owen from Regent's Park, 133353. Did you get stitched up or did you do the stitching?
No, I had a cocky young labourer working for me. We did some working away down in Yamba.
I better sort him out.
Pretty good. Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, we stopped off the servo on the way from to the job and he got himself a drink. I got a drink and he get in the car, he says, I reckon I had a bit of a connection with that bird in there.
Oh, yeah? What at the servo?
Yeah. He reckoned in the 4 minutes he was at the counter and the queue, he had a connection. So I pretended to be him and made a fake call to her at the service station about 9 o'clock.
And what did you say?
I organised a date.
Oh, turn it up.
Well,
Did you give her his
date.
Number?
No, I didn't actually make the call. I just did the call in front of him and pretended to be him.
Oh, yeah. And where did we finish
up? We let him knock off early.
Oh, so you get ready.
And he went and got ready to meet her. And then We rolled up. Well, me and the rest of the boys rolled up in stitches.
Oh, that's great. Bit of gold, Owen. That'll knock his confidence
down. That'll teach him.
Thank you, mate.
John from Mitchelton. Good morning.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Stitch ups.
My best mate bought my wife a Sudanese mini cup pig.
A pig?
He told me it was a Sudanese mini cup pig. He bought it off a Sudanese guy off Gumtree for $50. That weighs about 400 kilos.
Oh, no. They don't grow up to be so mini, do they, those little piggies? What did she do with the pig?
It tasted pretty good.
Oh, you ate it. Yeah, good job. In the freezer.
How long did you have it for?
Well, we got a couple of complaints from the council because it wouldn't shut up. It kept digging up the yard.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's magnificent. Well played him.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
I don't like talking about Bunnings, quite simply because...
Stop it. Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Because my daughter's boyfriend, his dad owns a hardware store up the road here.
Ah, okay.
So he runs that and
support small business.
And Brett's, that's Pato Hardware. And Brett's, I've been a client there. I've had an account there for 34 years or something or other. So, yeah, they're local. And then Bunnings came along and, ooh, they're pretty handy.
There's so many different stores, aren't there? They're so convenient.
Anyway, so I had a day. At the moment, I'm about 4 months into a little, it's a little reno, but I can make little renos go for a long time. I needed, so anyone knows, if anyone's ever bought new windows, you'll realise how expensive they are. So I'm building my own, building the frame. But I've decided to go with gas struts. You know, gas struts on Utes or windows, you go shoot.
Yeah, we've take got all one the of them.
How good are they?
Yeah, but ours is aluminium, not timber. Is it timber that you...
I've got a timber frame and I've dropped my own...
You've got to mitre the edges, Marto.
Yeah, it's all wonderful, but I had to get all the struts and all the bits and pieces. The number of bits and pieces, it's a product called Goliath. Bunnings are the only mob who sell it. So I went to... First, I went to Newstead Bunnings and I knew exactly what I wanted. There's only this... Six windows, so I needed 12 of everything sort of thing.
Can I double check? Is Bunnings exactly the same every store you go to? Like, are aisles the same? Like, you go...
That's an interesting question.
I know where the gas struts are. It's aisle 14. You know, is it always the same?
Stafford's always been my shop until I moved to from Newmarket. And now Newstead's my shop. I'm not that happy with Newstead Bunnings because you go up an elevator and that spins me out a little bit. So it's different.
Yeah, okay.
But I know where the Goliath... So it's a Goliath area. Bang. I go, they've got three of this and they haven't got any of those. So I go to the guy and I said, mate, I'm after all these. He goes, maybe try Stafford, mate. Righto. So I go to Stafford, get another two. I'm now onto four of one thing and three of the other.
Okay.
And then I go, they haven't got enough of the other. So then I go to Capera Bunnings. I'm up to my third Bunnings. It's not even lunchtime yesterday. Okay.
Yes.
So then I said to the guy, I'd had enough at Capera. I said, listen, mate, haven't you got one of those little machines? Yeah, and they do.
I was going to say, get them to ring ahead.
No, it's like a
little stock.
That's what I did. I got smart after the third one. And he said, listen, well, wouldn't you think if they're the only people to sell the product, and I know global supply and all the rest of it, so I only needed another three little ring fasteners, they're called, or they've got a little nipple on them. You don't want about the thing. So I said, mate, tell me where this is. I'll go to Toowoomba if you tell me that's where it is. Just tell me where it is. I don't want to waste any more of my time. So he did, and he buzzed it. He said, righto, there's the product number. Righto, got that. And already knew it because this
is my
third shop.
They've got this many. They tell you how many they've got.
They had seven.
Seven.
Did you know
this? You should have just gone there the first place.
No, they didn't have enough of everything. I had to go to at least two.
Okay.
By this stage,
you're up to your third.
All right. He said, go to Brendale Bunnings. I said, Brendale Bunnings. Yeah, of course. I'm an Aspley kid. I grew up in Aspley.
You know Brendale.
Brendale is. Okay, so I walk into that one, and I go straight to the Goliath thing, and I know exactly where it is. I recognise the number. Empty.
Oh, how annoying.
This is the fourth Bunnings of the day.
Because sometimes stores don't do their stock take properly.
That's what he said. He said, I can't guarantee, but I'll tell you what, they're saying there's seven unless someone's miscounted it or somebody's bought it. I said, no way, I'm going. I went straight there.
How long does it take to get there from where you were?
It took 25, 30.
Oh, Jesus.
So I go to the end of the aisle and I go, right, who can I front here? And I said, listen, love, I found a girl. I said, I got sent here from Capera Bunnings and they promised me that you had this product. It's 432. And I said, it's down the end of that aisle. If you want to come down here, do. He specifically said,
go to Brendale.
Brendale Bunnings. And she's just looked at me and she said, this is Castledine Bunnings, love.
Oh, no.
I've gone, what? No, surely this is Brendale. There's another bloody Bunnings about 2 kilometres. How did I know that was Castledine Bunnings? So, five Bunnings one day. No one can beat
five
that.
Bunnings.
Yeah, oh lowest price is just the beginning. Cross. Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. I know you're all driving in going, I wonder what's going on over in Russia. Well, it's real trouble. You know their population, they don't even know there's a war on. They think they're just doing some military exercises down in Ukraine. They're not told anything. They're shut down. And now, remember ages ago I told you about Macca's? Said, well, bugger you, as part of the economic sanctions.
Right.
Bugger you, we're not going to open the shop. So they shut a while, but now it's gone one step further.
The Russian economy has been dealt another blow. McDonald's announced it is selling all of its 850 stores in the country, impacting 62,000 workers.
Okay, not just the workers.
Who are they selling them to?
Well, they don't know. They don't think anybody's going to buy them.
Buy them.
Because, so it's just the end. And of course, McDonald's.
The fast food giant said the closure was triggered by the war in Ukraine, and for that, Russians only have their president to blame.
These sort of things can pivot, you know, the whole opinion on Putin. You know, they'll go, oh, Putin robbed us from, you know, that silly military exercise he did in Ukraine. Now we don't have McDonald's. I hate him now. This could change.
This could be a really good investment opportunity, Marto. Mm. McDonald's franchises are really hard to buy here in Australia.
Go for your life,
and
Marto.
They're millions of dollars. Maybe this could be a good investment opportunity.
So check Marketplace Russia. There could be some Ronald McDonald statues or the Big M's if you want some of them.
I'd
out.
I'd love a Big M.
Bloody oath. They'll be selling them
we
all
should
over
get one in here, Triple M, Marto, Marto,
oh my God.
All the M's.
And there'll be playgrounds aplenty. That's 850 stores. You can buy one of those playgrounds. They're, to install them,
I
they're
get
100
four,
grand.
One each for each of my kids.
Go down to your McDonald's playground. Go down to yours. Listen, it's not funny, but
no,
the thing is, the Ukrainians, I just want to put the spotlight on the whole affair, etc.
Isn't Putin dying? Doesn't he have blood cancer?
Yeah, apparently.
Or
apparently. And so is Xi Jinping. They're all everyone's
Google
dying,
doctor,
apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's Ukraine. Whatever happened, you're wondering what happened to all those Bushmasters. I think we've sent 8 now, okay, over there. You know, remember the Bushmasters, the $12 million vehicle or whatever much it was. They've arrived.
The Ukrainians are deeply thankful for the military aid the West has been sending, including the Bushmaster vehicles sent by Australia.
And finally, they found a bloke who was one of the drivers, and he spoke English, and listen to how happy he is. We've changed the war. Fair dinkum.
Thank you very much for all Australian people for Bushmasters. It's very nice machine, and my military brothers very cool in Bushmaster and push racism home.
Oh, well done.
Oh,
guess it, you know who that was.
My name is Boran. I like you. I like sex.
Borat's
Borat's from Kazakhstan.
Close enough. It's Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Margot, give us a bit of a hand here. Can you grab your courier mail, front page? And this is for anyone who walks into a servo news agency, don't normally buy the paper. Have a look at the front page of the courier mail. What's the photo of?
Scott Morrison tackling a young boy.
What colour hair has that young boy got?
Red.
He's belting a ranger. If you've probably seen it on the news, it said, if not, you will see it. It seems
they will
to be
play
every
it all day long. We've seen it 100 times this morning already.
He was doing one of his, you know, campaign thing of doovers, and then he declared the final days will be fought on ideological issues anyway. But he called himself, he said, I'm a bit of a bulldozer last weekend, and he proved it down at the Devonport Strikers when this little 11-year-old kitty, a 12-year-old kitty, he tripped over him while he was trying to dribble the soccer ball. Big fan of Scott Morrison's and the way he goes around hitting young kitties.
I really want to like him so bad. He just doesn't do himself any favours.
Well, this
does
is
he?
How Boris Johnson became the British Prime Minister, don't forget. Remember when he used to go around and play touch footy and
that's
then he belted?
Right, yeah.
Was
and
it Kevin 07? He played handball. Like, come on, non-contact sports, Scott Morrison. We know you love your rugby league, but come on.
He was playing bowls the day before with some oldies. Someone could have fractured a hip. He's a clumsy bastard. And the thing is, I've dug back through the archives. I've done my homework.
Oh, yeah.
I've done my research here at Triple M. We believe in doing all the background exclusively.
Oh.
Since he's been in power, he's left a trail of devastation across Australia. It's been incredible. He keeps on, oh, I'll get involved with this. Have a listen to this. This is when he head-high'd a 12-year-old touch footy player down in Mildura.
Oh!
What about the defence?
What about that day when he shirt fronted this little 8-year-old netballer from Port Lincoln?
Bang, strong contact. Oh, yes. Oh, ripper.
Yomo, she was in hospital for months. What about when he went over to Albany? He goes, hello, everyone over here in WA. Oh, can I get involved with the kids? And then he pumped that little ginger-headed 11-year-old AFL kid.
Get that in there.
And then he goes, oh, I better go up and sort things out in Dubbo. And he humiliated that little 6-year-old kitty.
Oh, another shot! Oh,
again. Just going around Australia knocking kids over everywhere.
How do you reckon he'll fare in the judiciary, Marto?
That's weak. He needs 3 years out of the game.
Triple M Breakfast's sealed section.
Massive announcement, Marto and
what are
Dan,
we doing
that's just been made this week, and I need to bring it to everybody's attention. Yellowstone, Marto. I know you're a fan.
Love
you have the tracksuit.
No, I don't have the tracksuit. My wife has two.
Well, she has two. Marto sometimes wears it.
What, themed pajamas?
I don't sometimes wear it.
What do you mean?
Our family loves Yellowstone, so does Margot.
John Dutton.
The cowboy
the Dutton
show.
Ranch over in Montana.
Do you dress up for it? Do you put the cowboy hat on? Bit of this music going on?
I don't.
He says, howdy, Kath.
Hey. No,
howdy, listen. Little lady.
Get the whip out.
Yeah, for everyone listening, this isn't stirrups. True. This part of the show is not true. My wife wears her Yellowstone gear around.
Marto in his Yellowstone gear and his hat is not part of the sealed section, so don't tune in just yet. Tune in because season 5 is coming. It's been announced this week there will be another season.
Give me a date.
Of Yellowstone. I can't. It's a secret. Fire up the Yellowstone group chats, ladies, because the Cowboys are back in town.
What's Yellowstone group chat?
We've got a group chat that's Yellowstone group chat, and we just talk to each other throughout the episode. We're not allowed to watch it without each other. We all sit down and watch it at the same time in our respective homes.
It's a bit weird.
We group chat each other about like how sexy the Cowboys are. There's Rip fans. There's John Dutton fans.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
there's Casey fans. There's all different kinds of fans. I mean, there's Beth fans
what
too.
About Jimmy?
I mean, she oh, does it
she's
for me
a
as well.
Loose unit,
she
isn't she?
Is hot as
her in that bathtub.
What a woman, it's incredible. But it got me thinking. Mm. Cowboys do it for me.
Yeah, okay.
Men who wear NRL uniforms do it for me. Clearly, because I married one.
Yeah,
a bit late. There's a Yellowstone.
133353.
What do you want to know?
What does it for you? Which uniform? It might be a pilot.
Which uniform?
Is it a cowboy?
What about a girl at an old school burger joint on roller skates?
Oh, yeah.
Anything
cute.
Happening there for your mum?
Little milkshake.
No.
Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Stacey from Caboolture. Who does it for you?
Absolutely the AFL for me.
Oh.
It's got to be. You get to see all
no
the
sleeves.
Good bits while you're watching the show, mate.
Oh, yeah. Short shorts, no sleeves, those bulging biceps.
Any tattoos, the long hair, I'm happy.
Wow.
My team's Geelong, but Bailey Smith, what a guy.
Bailey Smith.
Did you see that picture of him getting around Stace as well? It was photoshopped, but it was still a hell of a shot. She doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Stacey sent it to us on the burner phone,
actually. There you go. I'll get it to you, Stacey. I'll text you after the show.
So it's important
we got
to
a bloke.
It's important to dream, isn't it?
Yeah, that's look, Marto, you might find some inspiration
Nathan.
Here. Nathan
hey,
from
the Birkdale. Have you got a female in a uniform that you love?
Yeah, mate. What yeah, it's got to be it goes back to Anna Corner Cove days, the tennis uniform.
Oh, tennis.
Tennis.
Birkdale is the tennis suburb.
Oh, mate. That's all I've wanted to wear.
You've always wanted to wear. You've always wanted to wear it, Nathan. Did you say?
No, I want her to wear it.
No, you want her to wear it. Nathan, have you heard of the idea of a party? It was just recently brought to my attention. It's called Golf Pros and Tennis Hoes. You ever heard of that?
Nathan, we'll give you a ring.
Nathan's
going
to research. Yeah.
What disgusting individual brought that to your attention?
That's you, Mandy.
Yeah.
Mandy, we won't mention your suburb. I'm led to believe you want to remain anonymous.
Who does it for you?
Who does it for you?
I really like policemen. I've always liked the policemen, but more lately, when they all get up with their uniform and they've got all those weapons and stuff on them. I had a
full uniform.
I had it. Oh my God, it does it for me.
But is that a gun?
Or you just happy to see me?
No, it's a taser.
Everything, everything hanging. All those. It's almost like a Laura Croft, but. On the man.
Mandy, there used to be things called strippograms where there'd be actors with decent bodies would dress up as. You'd request, can I have a policeman come over to my sister's house for her birthday?
I've had a police stripper.
Have you? A police stripper.
Yes.
Would you like that, Mandy?
I would love a policeman.
He looked better out of uniform, let me tell you, Mandy.
Mandy, during the lockdowns, were you contemplating going out and protesting just so you could get tased?
Oh, give me it again and again and again.
Triple M Breakfast.
Yeah, our government spends a lot of money on tourism ads to go overseas. Yeah, come and visit Australia. Come on over and see us. It's all over. We don't need to spend all that money. All we need to do is show that video of that bloke yesterday fighting the kangaroo. Oh. And people go, by Christ, I've got to get to Australia. This looks like hilarious.
Don't you think that would turn them off from coming?
No.
Everyone's saying, where the bloody hell are you? And they're like, well, we've seen those kangaroos down under. They're vicious.
Oh. Marto, you know what it could be? You know, in America, you go over to shoot some guns. Come over here and box a kangaroo. It's
exactly.
It's an experience.
Line them up.
Red Balloon could sell it.
We got plenty. Do you know how many spare kangaroos we've got out in the centre? Take them to the airport. And just as soon as you get through customs, it's on. Bang, 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 bang. Oh, it's spectacular.
You could knock it out, take it home with you. And that, in America, they love those big, you know, cookers they do. You hunt down your own kangaroo, take it home.
It's some of the finest meat.
Yes.
The low, high protein, low fat.
What does it taste like?
It's beautiful.
They serve it at restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, of course they do.
Go get some kangaroo mince. Mm. Seriously, this week and treat yourself. High protein, low fat.
Heard of kangabangers.
Mm. Yeah, that's a sausage.
Yeah.
Listen, that bloke was a boxer. Did you know that? He was a proper boxer. He was a proper boxer when he was young. He got a bit old. And the kangaroo was looking to attack his dog.
He had it in him.
And he stepped in and, oh, God, it was beautiful.
It was either do that or die.
But his weapon was?
Whacking it, trying to keep it at bay, but, yeah, didn't last too long. Can't stand up and fight it because it had too many sharp instruments.
Mm. Can you imagine in the merch shop, like just a kangaroo hitting stick?
Well, my
Oh, listen, I'm only joking, okay, 133353 with all your complaints.
I have only ever really encountered cute, soft, fluffy, docile kangaroos at the zoos, you know, where you get your little pouch of pellets for $2 and you feed them.
There's a difference between the big red and that kind of kangaroo.
These kangaroos, they're wild and crazy. Yeah. The ones down at that Arundel Golf Course.
It's going on all
over
the place.
Incredible. And then now this bloke,
they've had to close.
People are having to defend themselves.
They're closing Arundel Golf Course. They've gone, it's too hard, we'll just turn this into a housing estate. Oh, that's how you make money as well. But those kangaroos, they're getting up themselves. And that's what I always say. We need a few lions and that'll put them back
sort
in their
out.
Place. Because at the moment they're going, oh, look at us. We're the apex. Of
top of the food chain. Yeah. Apex,
no one to you know what could happen here? Right. An Aussie remake. You know, you have Planet of the Apes or the Apes take over. How about Planet of the Roos?
Oh.
Yeah.
What would Skippy say?
Listen. All right.
Hey, Skip, what's
while
up?
We think it's a little bit funny, you can get seriously injured. Yeah. Don't really, kiddies, don't go out and see a roo and
try to
have a blue.
He gouged me on the top of the head. Yeah. He bit me finger. Yeah. He shredded me down the arm a bit and he put his back claw. He gored me in the back of the leg. Kept trying to get the dogs for another 20 minutes after that. And then he realised he couldn't, so he's taken off down the back and gone back down the creek.
So he went back down the creek. He's had a fight and gone down the creek.
What's gored me in the back of the leg?
He's got that big hook. You know how they get on their tail and they fight you on their back legs?
Little
on
hook finger.
Little hooks, yeah.
They've got claws, mate.
Kath.
They're like a velociraptor.
Kath said to me, she said, you know, I got attacked. I didn't know. There's unreported attacks because Kath said when she was a kid, she went to the Rockhampton Botanical Gardens, kangaroos there, and one went with the fists up. Not the back leg, so it wasn't a back leg fight. It was tried to give her a couple. What about that?
You know how they have overseas? Mm. I don't know if this is appropriate. Maybe I shouldn't say it. I will get in trouble. 133353 for your complaints hotline.
Yeah.
Like over in Indonesia and Bali and places like that, they have the rooster fighting.
Mm. Yeah. Kangaroos fighting each other. It's spectacular. But listen, here's a kangaroo expert, okay, and she wants to remind us all.
This awful incident is very, very rare. They are wild animals and we need to treat them with a wide berth and an appropriate level of respect.
See, most of them are okay. It's the ones that drink and then they get all punchy.
Get a bit rowdy.
Yeah. So just be careful which kangaroos you approach.
Maybe everyone should be issued, you know, those kangaroo testicle bottle openers. So if you see a roo, just hold that up and just let them know.
As a warning.
Let them know who's boss.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Marto, you and I headed off yesterday to Australian Red Cross Lifeblood Donation Centre in the city. You
was that
donated
your first
blood?
Time?
Whole blood?
Yeah, whole blood. It just kept coming out
bag
of me.
Bag of blood. I donated
grand.
A whole bag of blood. First time ever for
first
me.
First time, me too.
You? Look at us go.
My mother-in-law did it more than 100 times.
Wow.
It was amazing. I should have done this before now.
And I didn't really know what to expect, so I thought there must be other people out there who don't know what to expect, so I asked. What do you expect when you give blood?
Well, you can expect to have a great experience, Margot. That's pretty much what it's all about. So we were like looking after our donors. We've got, had one donor in here this morning who gave his 480th donation today. So he's basically come in every 2 weeks for about the last 20 years. So he loves coming in and seeing the people here and saving lives.
What happens with the blood once they take it from you? Well, tell us, Liam.
The vast majority of donated blood, well, 33% of donated blood basically goes towards cancer patients. So especially those with blood cancers, some of those might use sort of 8 units of blood every week during their entire treatment. Their treatment can last years, so that really adds up, and that's why we need that sort of 33,000 blood donations every week. So we put the red cells will go to someone, the plasma will go to someone, and the platelets will go to someone as well. So yeah, just one whole blood donation today and you're saving 3 lives.
So one donation will save 3 lives.
That's great.
So you've just saved 3 lives and I've just saved 3 lives. That's 6 lives in total between the two of us. Can you imagine if everybody got out there, how many lives we potentially could help?
That's what this is about. I gave Tuesday blood. It's my Sunday morning blood that's not worth having.
No one wants that.
My Tuesday blood's good.
I did ask him. I said, is there such a thing as clean or dirty blood? And he said, all blood is good blood. Obviously, they have to test it and put it through a process to make sure it's all good. But otherwise, that's what you sit down and go through the nurse with. She checks to make sure. Good.
Can I thank Nurse Sally? Did you have her?
I had Nurse Tanya.
Oh, they were great.
Tell you what, Margo, though, you did pick the wrong day to start your 8-week challenge, though, mate.
I did. So I was in a bit of a hurry. And can I just say, Nurse Karen, who also looked after me, and Taylor, asked me to stay around because you have to have,
replenishment.
This one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically what you'll do is you'll come in, you'll do a bit of an interview with one of the nurses to check to see that it's all good for you to donate, and then you'll basically go out into the donation. Donation takes between about 5 to 10 minutes to give whole blood, and afterwards you get to relax for a little while and enjoy some of the lovely snacks we've got on offer here as well.
No, you don't,
no,
mate.
Snacks, Margo. No. I started a 12-week challenge yesterday. They said, can you have some juice? I'm like, no. Can I have water? They're like, no, you need juice. Can you have some chips? No, I can't have chips either.
It's really stuff you. I had 2 pies. It was great. They give you pies and sausage rolls and stuff.
Tell you what, though, Margo.
It was the worst day ever.
Good way to lose weight. Just keep donating blood every day, mate. There's half a litre gone.
Hemorrhaging.
Triple M Breakfast. Say hello to Marto and Margo.
Margo, I was watching the news last night and I saw this story and I thought, oh, I don't like this when people, you know, we do the runner from restaurants.
He should have cracked open a fortune cookie before running out without paying. Then perhaps this diner would have seen this coming. The man allegedly gorged on hundreds of dollars worth of Chinese food and alcohol in Adelaide before making a dash.
Gorged on hundreds of dollars of Chinese food. How much?
Yeah, I know. Sounds good. And it reminded me.
Just by himself?
Yes. And
there was
this,
no one else
I'm
involved?
I'm mad. I'm
was
impressed.
He there with a family?
He ate $100 worth of Chinese food.
He sat down and then then walked out. And now, this is a very famous story from the 80s.
Is it?
This story would have been dead and buried because you didn't have the internet or anything back in the 80s. Dash and Dine, it used to be called. And there was a couple of blokes. There was one doing it in Sydney, a bloke doing it in Brisbane. And they were famous. And they'd taunt people. They'd just walk into restaurants, order the finest things on the menu, the greatest wines. And then just walk out and say, what are you going to do about it?
What awful human beings.
Well, they were larger than life. But it didn't. When the
was
internet,
this okay? People were okay with this?
No, they weren't.
I flogged them. They got the Friday flog.
They weren't. It's not a great thing. But, you know, if you probably know people who do the runner occasionally. But there was one guy in particular. And the cops finally caught him one day. And it didn't surface until YouTube started around 2013. Mm. Someone stuck it on YouTube. And if you weren't watching the news that night, you missed it, okay? This guy, it was a Chinese restaurant. Now, I'm not sure even if, I can't remember whether it was Brisbane. Well, I'll let him do his own talking. This is if the police came to the restaurants because the Chinese restaurant and said, well, hold on, we found him. He's about to do the runner.
Oh, no.
The cops got him.
We're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
This was on the nightly news in the 80s.
Have you never heard this, Margo?
I've never heard
it.
Amazing.
Oh,
it sounds like an Alan Jones or a Ray Warren.
It's a
or
Shakespearean voice. In the end, he was an artist, painted paintings and loved drinking wine, but he didn't like paying for his meals.
Or
but here
his
he
penis
is.
Touched.
No, he didn't like that. And it does go on about that too, but what he did like was succulent Chinese meal, and that's what you need to put into YouTube if you want to see it.
This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cups.
Why did you do this to me?
Get some cups.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir.
Oh,
yes. I see that you know your judo well.
See that you know your judo well.
If only every protester made commentary around their arrest. I mean, now they just sit in silence, glued to a bridge somewhere. But this guy is like, what is wrong with enjoying a succulent Chinese meal?
Meal?
Give me one more run. Here we go.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me?
Oh, we've only got one.
Ta-ta!
Farewell. So I'm just getting in there.
Oh my God.
One cup, look! They even broke.
Where is this in the world?
Brizzy.
This was in Brizzy.
That was in Brizzy. I think he also did it in Sydney.
In what year?
In the 80s.
Early 80s.
Oh my gosh, how incredible.
A succulent Chinese meal? Corey's going around the house, stock is Margo's busy, parking
orders, time for at home with Parkers. Oh, Marto, I went to the Firebirds on the weekend out at Nissan Arena.
Saturday night,
took all the kiddies along. I had 8 children in my company. It was just me and 8 of them.
Oh.
Always a good time. But they loved it. They had a great time. Firebirds, unfortunately, 3rd loss in a row, which has not been great for them halfway through the season, heading in towards the finals. But it was a great game. Always a great atmosphere. But, of course, COVID always puts a dampener on anything, and so that the Firebirds don't contract COVID.
What do you
mean?
They're
still wearing masks and they're not doing any signings.
Oh, that's what all the little girls go for.
I know. They all wanted a photo and a signature, but they were happy enough with the fact that there was a lady there handing out pre-signed Firebirds banners. You know, go Firebirds on one side, and then on the other side, the flip side, it has all the players, their positions, their names, and their signatures on it. And so I said, you know, COVID guys, yep, no one's coming around, but they waved from afar. And, you know, they always indulge their fans. It's really lovely. Gretel Bueda celebrated her 100th game. So they did a little celebration there for her. And we walked in the rain out.
What was the celebration for her 100th? Because she's got a child herself now.
Yeah, she's got a little one. I think he might be like 8 or 9 months or something. She's in incredible form. Like her fitness is crazy. But she's 100 games. They gave her a beautiful bunch of flowers and just asked her some questions about.
See, imagine if they got Josh Papaliti from the Raiders for his 200. I think he played 250th yesterday. Someone came out with some flowers. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice. Anyway, we walked back to the car. It was a bit wet, so the kids used their banners to shelter them from the rain. And they got in the car. We were driving away. And as we were driving away, I kind of was attuned out to some of the conversations that were going on in the back because there's so many of them, of course. I caught wind of one part of the conversation and they were talking about, she said, what's your favourite position? And they were talking about the positions, of course, of the players in the team. Centre, goal defence, wing attack.
Yes.
And Jagger, because there was the lineup of the players, and Jagger goes, I like this one on top. I was just sitting there doing my best because I, you know, of course, adult innuendo and humour in hindsight.
Your brain.
I know that my brain works this way. And they're, of course, very innocently discussing the positions and their favourite positions in the back seats of the car between the girls and the boys.
Oh, too good.
And I was like, oh, God, if only they knew. Mel from Windsor.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you, Mel?
I'm great. Thanks, Margo. How are you?
Geez, I'm good. Kids, don't they just say the darndest things? I mean, not only the innuendo of the concept of not knowing what they're saying, but then saying it out loud in front of someone and being totally disrespectful. What was it for you?
Absolutely. My daughter was about 3 and I was taking her to daycare this morning. I was going in to get a hysterectomy done that day.
Mm.
And she announced in front of parents and other kids and teachers in the daycare centre that my mama is going to hospital today to get her vagina fixed, and the doctor's going to fix it with a spoon.
Oh, Jesus, Mel.
Wow.
What's wrong with your vagina, Mel?
And then 2 weeks later, she was in hospital for something, and I told the paediatrician what she had said, and it went around all of Wesley Hospital, so all these nurses and doctors came in to see the girl. You said this about her mum's vagina.
Oh, there'll be so many people love hearing you on radio. Oh, that Mel, I know her.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Television's Night of Nights, they kept on calling it, the Logies and the Gold Coast. A lot of fake excitement.
I didn't watch it, I'm sorry.
It was a load of... Anyway.
I didn't think we would be covering off on the Logies today.
Neither did I, but the news had finished at 7 and I went, I wonder what's this? The Logies red carpet. There were so many people I've never seen before in my life dressed up and walking down there. And then finally I saw someone I did know, Sophie Monk.
Oh, yeah.
My God, she defied gravity.
She looked incredible, didn't she?
She defied gravity, both in the face and the boobs. It was extraordinary how it all just stayed together. And that's the sort of night it was. It got underway and I didn't watch too much of it, but Karl Stefanovic was the punching bag for every comedian last night. They're slipping one in here. Then they throw one over the top, poor bugger.
It's become the entertainment, hasn't it, for the opening, and they do the lots comedians. Of roasting. Mm. You know, I'm like, this is not a roast. This is the Logies.
Yeah, well, it's all they've got. Now, it used to be exciting to see celebrities. Now you see them on Insta. So this is their angle, is to roast each other.
Just seems to be reality TV stars and comedians run the show. Now, where are the actual actors?
We don't have any.
There's not many of them around.
I'm looking at the paper
today. I'll
tell
you where they are. They're in America, Margot.
What is a Simone Hotsnagle? What is a Janice Peterson? What is a Jacinta Stapleton? I mean,
that was the most often asked question. Who's that?
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Hey, listen, I was looking, what's Carl's wife's name these days? Jasmine Jarre.
Jasmine.
I was
Yara.
Hoping she might jump onto the stage and hit a couple of the comedians. Just give them a bit.
Take my husband's name out your mouth. Finish to have a Will Smith moment.
I'll tell you what, the locals were excited. They interviewed him.
Locals ready and excited for the most glamorous night in Australian television.
I like it for the fashion. Oh, the dresses, the fashion.
Brings a good exposure to the Gold Coast. I love it.
Mm. Who are you wearing? Oh, budgie smuggler. Now, listen, there were so many reality... Obviously, that's why I didn't know them, because they're reality TV stars, including these two. I don't know. How do all these people make it on a TV?
Travel guides Matt and Brett grabbing some lunch in Broadbeach.
What? Yeah, look, this is just a light lunch. Still going to be able to fit
whichever one you are.
I actually like travel guides.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they travel around the country and they give reviews. Yeah. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
It's like Gogglebox. You know, people just literally sitting on their couch watching
funny?
TV.
It's really funny, is it?
Well, it's just normal people.
Marto, after the show, I do want to play a game with you, seat filler or celebrity, where they have Logie seat fillers that come in to fill up the tables for the telecast. Yeah. I want to show you seat fillers or, in inverted commas, celebrities and see if you can tell them apart.
It'd be less than a 5%.
Well, they would have had their work cut out for them because there was a heap of no-shows. Like, some of the people that won big awards didn't even decide to turn up, and only one of them sent in a video to say thank you.
No.
There was 5 really awkward moments where they went, and the winner is, he's not here.
There was a woman won an award, and Sam Pang went up to collect it.
And normally they throw to, like, a video. Oh, but he wants to say thank you for his award. No, there's not even that. So there was just hosts naming the people that, and then go, oh, well, I'm going to accept this award on his behalf.
Because they're very busy. They're filming something in a faraway place, or they're fighting a war in Ukraine or whatever.
But how insulting that in a world where everyone literally carries a high definition camera around in their pocket, they couldn't find a camera to record a message. It would have taken them.
It's called an iPhone.
No one cares.
Disrespecting the Logies. It'll never happen. What about these mob? Like, they were, the Gold Coast people were so keen to see the stars because they haven't seen them for COVID. They haven't seen stars for 3 years.
We've seen a few people on Instagram getting ready in their rooms and we're like, oh, they might be here. Like, it's just so surreal for me being here, knowing that, like, all these people from TV, are here.
Everyone feel better about themselves. You're not that woman.
Oh, God. Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast. What have you been sitting around doing?
Just sitting at home watching TV.
Yeah, that's right. All the people who are waiting for cruise ships to return just been sitting around watching TV. Well, it's back, baby.
Sailing into the port of Brisbane at first light, P&O's Pacific Explorer signals the return of a $1 billion industry.
Oh, woohoo.
Is it out there now?
The cruise ship has arrived, Marto, to the Brisbane International Ferry Terminal. Mm. And cruising is back. And retirees Marty and Jessica Anson will be on board. Not just this cruise ship, but 53 cruises over the next 2 years. They have booked in consecutively 204 days they will spend not in their own bed. These people want to go away. And you know why? They're putting money back into the economy.
Every visit is expected to inject $1 million into the economy.
Each person spends about $387 on average in Brisbane when they get off a ship. So that then flows right out into the local economy, creates jobs, supports local business.
Is that all?
$387 per person. You know what? We're going to need it. We're going to need a lot of people on cruises, so we want to encourage this because guess how much it costs us to build the bloody terminal?
Work on this $177 million facility was completed just 2 months into the pandemic, and it's been in limbo ever since. At one stage, it was used as a vaccination hub and has hosted the Royal Australian Navy.
So $387 bucks is what they spend.
That doesn't seem like enough.
Well, they only get off the boat for a couple of hours, right?
They're full of food and grog. They don't need to buy anything here in Brisbane.
What's an ICU bed cost when they come down with chronic gastro per night?
I'm not sure.
Is that more than $387?
But Anastasia was there with Lord Mayor of Brisbane, Adrian Schrinner, and they were unveiling the plaque, and they were talking about how they're going to go and visit Mount Tambourine, and they're going to go and visit Australia Zoo, and they're going to do all of these incredible things, go and see Noosa, go and see Brisbane.
I'm watching TV.
No TV. They're out.
Not him. He's been sitting at home. Now he's got the opportunity to get out and do something. Because who are the people that go cruising? Are they going to inject all this money into our economy?
Oh, I love cruising. I've got cruising in my blood.
I've done 60 plus cruises. I've had 11 cancelled and 9 more booked. So I really do miss it.
Miss all the fun, all the joy.
All the joy.
She sounds fun. If you want to get people and encourage them to go on cruising, use better... what are those people called that
poker
you throw
machines?
To? You know, the witnesses.
Interviewees.
Witnesses. Witnesses of the crime that occurred.
Some of them look like they could be a witness to a crime.
It's Triple M.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.